decide whether or not I'm going to be mad. See, I have a conflict mm-hmm. of needs. That's where the court says the sickness and the problem comes from. I'm confused about what I'm in the relationship to give. And there's no way you can give love and stay in a situation that's always full of conflict, because love repels conflict mm-hmm. or transforms it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about getting rid of nobody. You don't have to worry about releasing nobody. Be loving. Be loving. And watch the fear leave. Watch the fearful minds leave. It's almost like turning on the light when there's a room full of bugs and they just run. Fearful minds, guilty minds, are afraid of loving people. All you have to do is be loving and you will be safe. What does that mean? That means realize that everyone around you is free. And they are the ones that are creating their reality and not you. And your only position is you want to be a means for peace to come into this situation. And you can go skiing. And you can go to the movie. And you can go to the party. And you can go to the park. Because those are just different scenarios where you get a chance to show up as love.
Cool.
It's like I saw Body World, and it was really great for separating me from thinking that I'm my body. And a body without skin isn't too sexy. So we pretty much agree that skin is a requirement for sex appeal. Are we pretty much in agreement? Okay. All right. Okay, so, okay, if you don't have any, I got about a million CDs for you back there. All right, so we're going to go to the next section. And what I want you to support is people who are reading the book. I really want you to ask me questions about it, because I want to help you in that, because that's the most important thing you can do to make a change. And so 25 years of doing this, I really can save you some time. Trust me. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Swear. So, okay, here we go. This is deep. We're going to hear about the healing instant and the laws of God. We're going to hear about what are the laws of healing? What are the laws of love? What are the rules for healing? How do I have a healing instant and the laws of God? Okay, it says, first, it's impossible to use one relationship at the expense of another and not suffer guilt.
Okay.
I'll say it again. It's not possible to use one relationship at the expense of another relationship and not feel guilty. It's equally impossible to condemn part of a relationship and find peace in it. I'm constantly condemning the person or the thing I'm in relationship with. I'm constantly condemning it. I'm constantly criticizing them. I'm constantly seeing what's wrong with them. At the same time, I think I'm going to feel peace with them. Okay. He says, so under the Holy Spirit's teaching, and the Course says the Holy Spirit is our sane mind that's still linked with the truth. So I love this. Under the sane mind's teaching, okay, all relationships are seen as total commitments.
Wow.
Yet all relationships do not conflict with each other in any way. So, if I love you, I'm totally committed to all of my relationships. I'm totally committed to all of my relationships. And yet, none of my relationships are conflicting in any way. I'm dedicated to all my relationships, but none of my relationships are conflicting in any way. It's impossible to have relationships conflict that you're equally committed to. The relationships that conflict are the ones that you're more committed to than others.
Is that what it means by one relationship being at the expense of another?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm going to always feel guilt if I use one relationship at the expense of another relationship. I'm going to always feel conflict if I'm always criticizing what I'm in relationship with. And that's not just a person. It can be, I'm criticizing you, but I'm in a relationship with you, and I think I'm going to find peace within it. I'm criticizing the idea of, let's say, even material abundance or financial abundance, and judging it and condemning it, yet I think I'm going to have a peaceful relationship with my finances. I'm judging and condemning some things at my job, but I think I'm going to find peace within my job. I'm judging and condemning some things about my own body and some things about myself, but I think I'm going to find peace within this relationship. It's impossible to find peace in a relationship that you're constantly condemning. See, nobody would have to say that, right?
Right.
But it's amazing when you... Then it says, under the Holy Spirit's teaching, all relationships are seen as total commitments, yet they don't conflict with one another in any way. Why? Because you have perfect faith in each one for its ability to satisfy you completely. Yeah. And my perfect faith to believe that all my relationships can satisfy me completely arises only from perfect faith in myself. So... if I want to believe that my relationships with you can satisfy me completely, I will never believe my relationships with you will satisfy me completely until I have complete faith in myself. When I have complete faith in myself, then I'll have a satisfying relationship with you. When I have faith in myself, then I'll have a satisfying relationship with you. I used to do it the other way. I would try to have faith in you so that I could have a satisfying relationship with you. And I try to have faith in you so I could have a satisfying relationship with me. But really, if I'm satisfied with myself, then I'll have a satisfying relationship with you. You know why? Because I'm not going to give up my peace about what you do. So since I'm not giving up my peace about what you do, the relationship is still satisfying to me. Now, you might be pulling your hair out if you are not satisfied with yourself. But if you're satisfied with yourself and you're peaceful within yourself and you're whole and complete within yourself, then you know you're in control of how you interpret everything around you, so you just look at things in a way that does not take your peace away. So you have a satisfying relationship with everybody because you're not in conflict with them, even if it looks like they're acting very egotistically, very fearfully. And this you cannot have while guilt remains. You will not have perfect faith in yourself while you feel guilty. A person will not have faith in themselves as long as they feel guilty about their past. The person will not have perfect faith in themselves as long as they feel guilty. As long as you insist on feeling guilty, the perfect, complete faith in yourself cannot arise out of guilt. See, of course, just answer stuff. Now, it might not be what I expected. It may not even be what I agree with. It may not even be what I understand. But I sure can't deny that I'm being given an answer. Now, the acceptance of the answer, that's up to us, right? And some of us are going to take different amounts of time to accept the answer. So your job is to give the gift. Your job is not to stick around and make sure the person uses it. You don't buy a person a wedding present. And then when they get up in the morning half-dressed, they come downstairs, you sitting in the kitchen making sure they use your coffee maker. You give the gift and you let them decide when they want to use it. You give the love and you give the truth and you let them decide when they want to accept it. So your job is just to show up in love and to share your truth. Whether another person accepts it and when they accept it would be, your being concerned about that would be imprisoning the person with the gift. I gave you the coffee maker. Yeah. Now I'm trying to make sure you use the coffee maker. What I just did was imprisoned you. It wasn't really a gift. Now I'm watching to see when you wear my jacket that I got you. See, that wasn't a gift. So a gift is when you give something and you have no concern about how it's used or when it's used. So I'm in your life to share peace with you. You may come up with something else in your mind about why you think I'm there. But that's not my responsibility. I can't control that. I can't even spend time even dealing with that. But what I can do is not be in conflict within myself about why I'm with you. I'm with you to be a means for your peace. Now, how you want to see me, that's up to you. But I know why I'm here.